Cross country here is a cross country team got off to a good start last week at Goodland and found out the immediate change of plans. They will be running at Greeley County Tribune on Saturday. So thanks, Coach Meyer, for letting me know about that. And I guess saves about a 3.5-4 hour trip one way to the other. But get to run in cooler weather possibly Saturday morning as well. But here with a sophomore, Cammie Winderland, right?
Yep.
All right. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, of course, second year of high school cross country for you here. And you had a pretty good start to your season last week. How'd you feel like you ran at Goodland?
I felt pretty good. That's a hard course, but pretty decent time.
And was it much better than you ran there twice last year? Was it a lot better time than your other two times?
Way better.
Way better. What was different for you?
I ran more miles in the summer.
Oh, that'll do it. How many miles did you run over the summer?
At least 150 or so.
Man, that's a long ways. So, yeah. And you documented each mile?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
On my watch.
On your watch. And more important there. Thank goodness for GPS. But, what's probably the biggest thing that you've noticed with yourself from this year compared to last year for running cross country at 5K?
I was hurt for the beginning of the season last year. Mm-hmm. I've been working more on that, like stretching more, running harder. Practice. I don't know.
All right. You get to run the heat there. Was it too bad there at Goodland last Thursday?
It was pretty bad.
All right. Well, you've run at Tribune before, I believe. And what do you remember about that course?
That was middle school, so we only ran the 2 mile. Oh. But I remember it was always humid, and there was this one really gradual incline.
All right, and what's a time or a goal that you'd like to accomplish this year?
I'm going to go for 22:40 or so, around there.
All right, sounds good. Well, I'm glad you're off to a good start here and a good race for you, Goodland. Good luck to you coming up on Saturday.
Thank you.
All right, once again, sophomore Cammie Winderland joining us here. We'll be talking now with senior Brendan Bailey joining us here. Yes, how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. First meet of the year last Thursday, Goodland. Go through it. How'd you feel like it was for you?
You know, I've ran that course 6 times, and it hasn't gotten easier any of those times, and it was just hot and terrible.
Yeah. I guess, if you run faster than that, you finish quicker, right?
Yeah, but that's not always the easiest thing to do.
I figured that, yeah. I wouldn't know, so I'll just take your word for it. But, what can make that course probably difficult?
You know, it's always just always hot, no matter what time we run it, and it's always so dusty because it's in the middle of just, fields all around, and it's just always dusty and hot and windy.
The team, you felt like that you guys ran pretty good overall?
Yeah, our goal was to beat Holcomb. We unfortunately didn't get that done, but we'll definitely be coming for them in the next few weeks.
Yeah, you'll see them quite a few times this year, but you needed something as well to kind of get a base to start with, right?
Yeah, we definitely have a solid core, and we needed something to kind of we went in thinking we were the stuff, and we needed something to set us back just a little bit, and we're definitely working towards getting over that.
All right, and there's pretty good teams there, Lake and Norton, I think, just name a few there the other day, but mentioned Tribune Saturday. It's been a while since you've run on that course there. What are you looking to maybe do there?
Yeah, it's been since freshman year, but, I'm looking to go in and hopefully win it as a team for sure and get all 5 of our top 5 up in that top 10 for sure and just go and run as fast as possible.
Mm-hmm. You've had a lot of experience, a lot of meets on varsity over the years, and what's something that you guys, it's a good group of seniors that you guys have been around for a long time, what would you like to kind of close out your campaign? How would you like to close it out?
I started off with a 3rd place finish at state my freshman year, and I would love to get another medal, especially with the group of guys that I've come to be close with over the past 3 years.
All right. Well, good start for you, Brendan, and hopefully things continue to work out well for you this year. And thanks again for the time, and good luck to you coming up here.
Thank you.
All right. Once again, senior Brendan Bailey, as we talk now with Coach Joey Meyer. And, last Thursday, you guys run at Goodland, and I think you had to be really happy how things turned out for you guys. Both second place as a team, and it was a good start overall for your teams.
Yeah, I was really excited for the girls' team. They needed that for a confidence booster. They only have five runners, and all of them stuck to the plan. And Hallie, our freshman, popped in that top 10, which was really exciting. She had a really good finish for her first 5K ever, and passed two girls in the last 400, which was awesome to see on a coach's standpoint that they put in enough work to be able to pass enough girls at the end to get to the top 10. On the boys' side, Holcomb smacked us in the mouth a little bit. We were a little surprised with them, and the heat didn't make them struggle as much as it did on our boys' side, but they all dug deep and they finished strong to get, I think our top six boys were in the top 20, which is not too bad.
No, not at all. And a great way to start the season. What was probably the biggest takeaway that you guys, as you see coaching wise, want to improve upon?
Hills. That's a big thing every year. And we go to the lake once a week, but we really got to push hard on those hills. Some of the boys were a little sore from lifting weights this week, and you could definitely feel it. With squat, their legs were just shot going up that hill, and with the heat, it don't help at all. So I think they really got to focus on what's important to them during season, and on weights that they want to do lighter weight and more reps. And we kind of talked more about that this week. I talked to Coach Rich, and I think that's our big indicator is what's good for us during season and what's not.
Well, and you get to go over to Tribune on Saturday. Originally, you're going to go to Heston tomorrow, but just kind of a quick change of plans, called an audible there. And but it's going to be nice to be a little closer there and run a meet against some other teams.
Yeah, last night I got a message at 9 o'clock saying, hey, they're moving this to 2 miles, and they're moving it up 3 hours. And I was like, I don't know if I want to go 3.5 hours to run a race that's really not going to do anything for our team. So I messaged Dirks quick, and we got it rolling that, hey, let's jump into Tribune real fast, because I know it's the same weekend. And last year I took my JV to Tribune, and they had their best race of the season at Tribune. So I think it's a doable course for our varsity and JV to really knock off some time on their PRs.
And it would be nice, too, to run back in the morning there. And I know you guys have been having your afternoon practices, afternoon meets here, but be back in the morning, that's got to be kind of nice.
Yeah, they're all excited about that. They were disappointed on the competition side, because Heston, you see 30, 40 teams that you run against, and you don't see that often other than at the Rimrock meet and at regionals and state. So that part, that kind of stinks, but on this side, we get to see Lake and Stanton County, some smaller schools that always bring some one or two runners that really push the pack. So it'll be good to see on the girls' side, too. I think they could go maybe possibly push Stanton County and hopefully win it, which would be awesome on their side.
Yeah, that's going to be a little different Stanton County team this year.
Yeah, one of their top runners, I think Brendan told me she got SEC Runner of the Week for newcomer. So
yeah,
that's pretty special, her getting out of there.
not too bad, huh?
Yeah, not too bad at all.
All right. Well, hopefully it's a good meet for you on Saturday there, Tribune, Coach. And thanks again for the time. Congratulations on a good start to the season, and good luck to you on Saturday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.